Proverbs 11:11 says, "By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked." I don't know about you, but I believe that my country, the United States of America, is being overthrown. Not by a foreign power, but by its own increasing number of increasingly wicked citizens. I believe the United States of America is a living testimony to the truth of Proverbs 11:11. In the previous 200 years of our nation's existence, we've been blessed by having enough upright people and enough of the influential places of power, supported by enough upright people in our homes, churches, schools, community organizations, and so forth, to be exalted among the nations. We had enough upright people leading our military and in our military, in our police force, and so forth. We've never been a thoroughly Christian nation, but we have always been a nation based upon Christian biblical principles with a moral code and culture that was heavily influenced by Judeo-Christian beliefs and traditions. Hence, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. The 40th president of the United States was Ronald Reagan, and he called America a shining city on a hill. He borrowed that phrase from the Puritan John Winthrop and used it in a way that Winthrop would not have approved, but in a way that I believe is much more biblical. You see, Reagan admitted our failures and flaws. Reagan recognized divisions in politics and religion, as well as in other ways. But President Reagan understood that as long as Americans were led and undergirded by the upright, then America would remain exalted in the midst of the nations of the earth, and would shine like a city on a hill. Now, I don't want to sound pie in the sky at all. I am fully aware of the terrible things the American government has done through the decades. Terrible, unnecessary wars, unconstitutional regime change wars, wicked CIA operations and such. But in comparison to the nations of history and the nations of the world today, we can be thankful for America being the major superpower throughout my lifetime, and that it wasn't Soviet Russia, wasn't Nazi Germany, wasn't Communist China, or even Socialist Europe for that case. But the world is about to find out what life on planet Earth will be like when the world is not blessed by the upright. As our text says, "But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked." All the wicked voices of the godless are combining to put an end to America as we know it and to overthrow the shining city on a hill. The mouth of the wicked is busy all day, every day, on the internet, on television, on radio, in schools, in homes, and in false religious meetings, including apostate Christian churches. They attempt to tear up the Bible, attack the person of Jesus Christ, promote immorality and evil, and not to mention the way they're tearing up history and rewriting it. It works like a religion of united denominations. You have the abortion denominational camp and the woke cancel culture denominational camp. And then there's the gun control denominational camp and the sodomite LGBTQ camp and the various racial camps like Black Lives Matter or the violent anti-American camps like Antifa. We could go on and on with the groups of wicked people running their mouths all day, every day, doing all they can to overthrow any and all who stand upright. And I wish I could prophesy their immediate defeat, but I can't. I do pray the rapture happens before it gets too dark. And once the rapture happens, the most evil dictator to ever walk the earth will assume power over the New World Order. He will impose his mark of 666 in the same way you're seeing the vaccine mandates and vaccine passports today. He will run his mouth and speak blasphemous things. And I believe everything you're seeing today is laying the groundwork for this wicked ruler known as the Beast and Antichrist in Scripture. You can read Revelation 13 for more information. But the important thing for you to understand is that you need to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and how that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again, conquering sin and death, and then serve him until the rapture happens or you take your last breath. By doing so, you will avoid eternal punishment with these wicked people, and you will serve as an upright blessing to the world where you live until the fight is over.